101, high 640 is the Tiffany and Michael Morning Show.
Looks like it's going to be cloudy today. Maybe some light rain this afternoon, but slightly warmer than it was yesterday. 36 now, getting up to 46 later.
What is Xanax and why is it becoming a problem? Did it have something to do with Whitney Houston's passing? We don't know, but there's been a lot of speculation, and it's brought up a lot of questions.
It's brought up a lot of questions, but it's also incredible how many people are prescribed Xanax and these anti-anxiety medications. So we wanted to talk to Dr. Frank and ask him, what are the signs to look for? How can we tell if somebody close to us may be abusing these types of pills?
Right. I definitely think it's a little bit harder to tell with benzodiazepines like Xanax. So, you know, you would look for the usual symptoms like withdrawal, fatigue, irritability, sleepiness, you know, slow movement, and then difficulties in several of the functioning areas of one's life. So occupation, school, relationships. The most important thing is to talk to them about it. A lot of people are afraid to talk to their friends or family members or don't think that they can be effective in doing that.
I felt guilty about this for years now because I had a friend who I thought had a drinking problem. And I went to his wife and I surprised her. I think I blindsided her. And I didn't have the guts to tell my friend. And to this day, I feel guilty about
that. You didn't go directly
I should
to
have
your
gone,
friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael, I understand how you might feel that, but I also think that, you know, you do whatever you can in the moment to be helpful. And I think it's better to go to the source. It's better to go to your friend, you know, when you can. But there may be several issues going on, or you just sense that that's not the best approach and it's not going to work. You know, the last several times you've done it, he's been really angry at you and made it clear that you can't do that. So, you know, you ratchet it up a level and you go to his wife or partner, and you would much rather have a really angry friend than a dead friend.
Yeah, we were young at the time, so you don't really think that anybody's going to die.
Well,
which,
even
of course, now, unfortunately, we realize can happen.
In any age, I mean, that's a really hard thing to do. Probably one of the most difficult things to do, isn't it? To approach a friend or a relative and say, hey, I've been noticing that your behavior is a little bit off. Is there anything you want to talk about? I mean, should you come right out and say, I think you might be taking too much of this? Or, I mean, how do you begin to approach something like that?
Yeah, there's no guidebook on how to do that, and I don't think that there's any absolute right way. You know, you beg, you plead, you cajole, you wait till they're calm. You don't do it after you've each had, you know, five or six drinks. You don't do it when you're in the middle of a fight. You say, hey, do you have some time? I want to talk to you about something. And then you very gently do it, and you let them know that you care about them. Also try to make yourself vulnerable and talk about how it affects you. That vulnerability might make your message seem a little more impactful.
Thank you, Dr. Frank. We appreciate it, and thanks for filling us in.
You're welcome.
That's Dr. Jeremy Frank, a psychologist and addiction counselor with a practice in Philly. It is 6:43. Tiffany and Michael on B101.
Hello?
Oh, Carol, I just did the dumbest thing.
Uh-oh.
I was on my way to Giant for their new Pump Up Your Savings event.
Oh, right. Huge deals on everything.